Fuck a boy.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Monday, September 23rd, 8:25 p.m. approximately, and this is episode
7
of Tuesday Night Lights. Who cares?
Little spacey.
Who gives a fuck? There's football on, and that's really all that matters. MLB's in the playoffs, which we're not going to touch much on that, but it is a thing that's happening. And we're also going to give you some recaps on college football.
Yes.
Little videos, some knowledge, maybe, maybe not. Maybe you already know it. We're stupid, but hey.
So are you, but we're just dumb.
We love you. We love you because we're dumb.
Yep.
We need to be with our own people.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of dumb people, the Washington Redskins suck.
They're losing 14-0 right now.
21-0 right now.
Really?
Yep. Score update.
Things are changing very fast here.
5 minutes and 42 seconds left into the second quarter of this bout, and the Chicago Bears have the Redskins on the ropes. Who do you think's going to win this bout here, Carlisle?
The Bears!
Yeah, man. It's really not even a fucking question. Okay, first off, so it was 7-0 for a while. I feel like the longest time.
Yeah.
The Bears had a pick six.
Ha-ha, Clint Dix. Dix with a pick
which
six.
Which the defense, I feel like, is pulling this whole team. There's really nothing that Mr. Trubisky... I think he has finally thrown his first touchdown pass of the year. But, I mean, Jesus Christ, son. You know, you've had at least
best team in the state.
50 drives to do this. You know what I'm saying? So, touchdown, touchdown, fumble.
Oh, we got a live score goal. In.
Oh.
Getting it on the 11-yard line. That set up.
Live update Mitch here. New.
Akeem Hicks.
New feature.
With a fumble recovery.
New
here we go.
Feature.
21-0, man.
21-0 here. What? A lot of people thought it'd be a remedy game.
Joe Tessitore, you just take the words out of my mouth. Let's get this play here.
Oh, let's watch him. Whew. Whoa, whoa. Boy, oh boy, is that fun. Is that good stuff? Is
Shifty.
That good stuff for what?
Is that what it's all about?
Is that good stuff or
that's
what?
That's what it's all about.
Okay, so we're going to do a recap here for you. As you know, we do our picks.
We do
our picks.
3 times a day.
We do our shit. And to be honest with you, we didn't really record them this week, I don't think. But that's okay because we're going to review them anyway.
Yep.
So we had the Texans.
I'll even be real about it. I'll tell you, I thought I was going to win before.
Do you want to talk about the Texans first, or do you want to save the Texans? Texans Chargers? Do you want to save that? Because they helped me.
I would have picked
the 49ers.
I would have picked the Texans.
We did pick the Texans, remember?
Yes.
The money wager we almost did that we did.
And then there was another game you had. You had the Giants.
Had a 4-game parlay.
Giants won.
If I would have had a 4-game parlay,
we had,
it would have been.
Who else did you bet on?
Bad.
Very dumb.
All of them. Ooh, that's a good one. So we have the Titans and the Jags.
Thursday night football.
Isn't that your favorite? 20-7. So what do the Titans have to do? What do the Titans have to do here to make things interesting? Is it Mike Vrabel? Is he going to have to give everybody shake weights and have them do sniffing salts before the games?
I think it's Tannehill time.
Really?
I just don't know, man.
Welcome to
Tannehill. I don't know. I don't know what's going to fix the Titans. I would have picked the Titans in this. I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey came out on top, maybe in his second to last game here. So, you know, it happens. Do you want me on top of you, bro? I'm more on the screen than you.
No,
cut.
I'm trying to
cut.
I'm trying
all right,
to
now
figure
we got
it out.
The Bengals and the Bills.
I'm trying to figure it out.
The Bengals are 0-3.
Is that a good one?
The Bills are 3-0.
I'm trying.
The Bills
to
play the Patriots
out.
Next weekend. It's gonna be huge.
It's gonna be huge.
What do you think of Josh Allen?
What do I think
the
about
the quarterback,
him?
Josh Allen?
I think he's looking better than he was getting credit for.
Than Peterman with the Bills? I think he's better than them.
I mean, it depends on who you ask. Are you asking me or are you asking John Gruden? You know? Look.
I'm asking John. What would he say? What would John say?
Yeah, you know, see, I think that we've got a great, great, great quarterback it's matchup here.
Fucking
To be honest with you. I don't know if it gets much better than Nathan Peterman. He might have had some turnover troubles in the past, but we're looking forward to the future, man. Oh, boy, he can really sling that thing, son.
He can sling that skin.
Oh, boy, you betcha.
To another man.
John Gruden here.
It's crazy.
hey, Derek Carr, I'm not going to invite you out for dinner tonight.
Who's the worst team so far?
Go fuck yourself at Benihana's.
I got the Dolphins.
Grubhub. What?
Who's the worst team so far in the NFL?
I mean, if it's not... I mean, I feel like the Bucks and the Dolphins are in a fist fight, just a bar fight for the worst spot. If you let Daniel Jones without Saquon Barkley come back 18 points and beat
you. Well, the Bucks are 1-2.
Right.
The Steelers are 0-3.
Right. The Steelers did get beat by Jimmy Garoppolo last
year. The Jets are 0-3. No surprise there.
Mason Rudolph's ass. He threw that pick last second. That was a duck. It was not good.
Broncos are 0-3.
Cowboys didn't beat the Dolphins as bad as they should have. Is that cause for alarm considering they're playing the Saints this next coming week? Ooh. Is that...
I got the Saints all day. For who?
The Cowboys. The
Cowboys suck. They've beaten a bunch of patty cakes.
They have beaten some patty cake teams. But if you're a Cowboys fan, you're just going to be, you know, taking that check and cashing it at the fucking bank whenever you get the chance. If you ask me.
Jerry Jones will cash that check in.
Hey, son, I tell you, you know, son. I think what we need to do is not best for the players, it's best for the fan base. Hey. He, like, tries to switch it around to where it makes you feel bad about it.
Yeah.
You know, what would you do if you were in my position?
Yeah.
What would
you do, huh?
Never been in this position.
Woo pig.
His eyes are always closed. Me and Bill Clinton used to get hand jobs from Monica Lewinsky together before she was even an intern.
You know, he's been around. So, it's Jerry's world, and we all live in it.
You know what else is Jerry's world? The Packers. The Packers are a bunch of Jerry's. Because
they're 3-0.
Yeah, they actually are 3-0. And they beat the Broncos, which is not... The Broncos haven't won a game.
Yep.
0-3. 0-3, 26-17. Is Aaron Rodgers back? He only had one touchdown, 17-29, 235 yards. That's not as impressive of a round of football as you'd expect from Aaron Rodgers. Facing off against
Looks like he's just
mediocre.
Got a new target here in Marquise Valdes-Scantling.
Mm-hmm.
Just a real club guy here, team guy. Had 13 receptions for 170 yards, one touchdown in the 2019 season. Aaron Rodgers, looking to go for him. Several times a season.
Hailing from USF, he's 6'4", 206 pounds. He's the same year as us. Same age.
He's the
same year.
He's old as I.
Hey, look, man. I might have gotten into the desirables.
Put a little sauce on the salad.
Oh, dude, speaking of that, I had ginger salad the other day.
Fire. Where at?
It was at... Oh, dude, where were we? Fuck. You had to ask me that, didn't you?
Huh?
You had to ask me that. I don't know. I don't remember.
Where are we?
Straight up, man. I'm trying to think of where we were. Oh, yeah, I was at some place when we had to go shoot guns in Kentucky.
That's why I didn't know where he was.
Hibachi. Yeah, man. I had no idea where we were. Bengals Bills. 21-17, Bills shatter their... okay, so first off, not surprised the Bengals are 0-3. Very surprised that the Bills are 3-0. Yeah, are they real?
No.
The Bills are not real?
Nah. No.
Why?
They're about as real as the Packers.
I don't know what you mean.
They're pretty real. I mean, you know, they live in the same dimension as us, so I'd say they're pretty real.
I guess you're right. Falcons, Colts. Are the Colts a threat? Are they going to win your division, the AFC South?
I mean, they could, man. Jacoby upset, bro, you know?
He beat team in our division, the Saints. The Falcons. Jacoby Brissett is looking out there frying them pigs, them birds. Baking them, smoking them birds. Jacoby Brissett's smoking birds.
Jacoby Brissett's.
Yeah, so, I mean, he didn't have a terrible game. 28-37, 310 yards, two touchdowns. It's a pretty hell of a game. He was tossing pretty hard, if you ask me. Ravens-Chiefs. This one was a barn burner. The Ravens snuck up. They were sneaky in the garbage time. Couldn't pull it off. 2-1. record right now. One on the road, one at home. Chiefs undefeated as expected.
I mean, you kind of saw the Chiefs being this going this far, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Hey, I tell you, to be honest with you, it's exciting that they scored 23 points in the second quarter. That's amazing.
Pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting. If you ask me.
Not as exciting as Avengers or something.
Mm-hmm. Not very exciting. Scarlett Johansson, son. Hey.
That's what I'm talking about.
You ever seen her in a pair of Spanx?
You ever seen Lucy?
Mm. I've done Lucy. Not. Raiders Vikings, 14-34. What are we thinking on about this? The Raiders, you know how I feel about it. I think the Raiders are a fraud. I think John Gruden mm-hmm. should have stayed in the quarterback room.
Should have stayed in the booth, huh?
And I think that the Vikings aren't great, but they're not terrible. They're not great, but they're not bad. I like Dalvin Cook a lot. Waller.
Like Diggs, like Thielen.
Darren Waller is somebody you need to watch out for. He'd be great to pick up on your fantasy team. And
you too,
13 receptions. I suck right now. 134 yards, 13 receptions for Darren Walker. Who's your player of the week, Austin Carlisle? Give me your player of the week. I want to know who you think stood out above the rest, whether it be running, whether it be throwing. I just want to know where your thoughts are.
Gosh, looking at it, I'm going to go ahead and say Daniel Jones.
Okay.
Give him that cherry
pop.
Let's
go ahead.
Give
it to him.
He won that game. I don't think Eli could have done that. Yeah.
He hasn't.
Daniel Jones.
There was a stat I saw. Eli Manning, when trailing by 18 or more points, 0-44. Daniel Jones, 1-0.
So
I mean, if that's not a pure indicator, men lie, women lie. Numbers.
Squirrels lie.
Don't lie.
They don't.
So my player of the week, this was hard. I feel like a lot of people showed up this week to play, but I've got Patrick Mahomes.
The obvious choice.
27-37, 374 yards, 3 touchdowns.
I mean, he's putting up Madden numbers here.
Hey, he really is, and I wonder why, because he's on the cover. It's like he's on the cover or something. Honorable mention for me. As far as just pure performance goes, is that's going to be Mark Ingram because he showed out this week. He had 16 carries, 103 yards, and 3 touchdowns. That's 3, count them, folks. 1, 2, 3 touchdowns.
You know, I'm going to give a honorable discharge.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz.
He's a fucking fraud. I don't believe in him.
19 of 36, 259 yards, 2 TDs, and they lost by 3.
But they lost by 3 to the Lions, which the Lions are undefeated.
Hey, is that Matt Patricia defense?
Lions are undefeated. Let's just go ahead and throw that out there. Let's not forgotten that Matt Patricia is pretty much harder than a diamond in an ice storm right now.
But not in the midsection.
No, he's very,
very
soft.
Pudgy.
Like a Tempur-Pedic sleep number. 69. You know what I'm saying? Soft. Charmin soft.
Yeah. I'm going to wipe your ass with it. Cottonelle.
Softer than the Jets versus the Patriots. They're 0-3. They have terrible luck. They're on their third string QB. They can't win for losing. Sam Darnold, pretty much. Okay, so he got fucked. David Fells got fucked. Luke Falk on the roster. It's all bad.
Luke Falk.
Adam Gase. It's bad. Things are bad in New York. So pretty much, they're going to lose every game. This is where I'm going with that.
It's pretty bold, man. Let's see, look at the schedule. At Eagles? I mean, if they bring the fucking house.
I don't think that they beat the Eagles.
Cowboys? Come on. I mean, and then Patriots again. At Jags. At Dolphins? Come on.
They don't win a game.
November 3rd?
I don't think they beat the Redskins. And that's just me being honest. The Bengals, maybe. Dolphins, maybe they've got a chance. I pay them twice because they're in that division.
It already has the Washington predicted. Steelers. Ooh, look at that, dude. That's even. That shit. 51-47, son. I don't know where they get that off.
Sam Darnold's spleen's causing some troubles. Demaryius Thomas, Josh Bellamy, Jamison Crowder. Played out of position. 30 snaps outside. Only 12 in the slot. to accommodate Braxton Berrios as a pure slot receiver. Once we get Jameson back at his normal position, that will help. He's trying. Oh, wait, hang on. This is Adam Gase, so I got to look like him. Once we get Jameson back at his normal position, that will help. He's trying to do us a little solid by playing outside. I tell my kids to play outside in hopes that somebody's going to come take him away. Just like the NFL is going to take away my coaching career at the end of this season. Going to put it in the back of a van and fuck it, probably. With some duct tape. I don't know. Adam Gase is fucked. Let's be real here. Make no two ways about it. Yeah, his coaching career is not going to last long.
Nah.
I don't think that his coaching career is... Okay, look. You have Luke Falk starting at quarterback. So already, you've got Helen Keller flying your plane.
Okay.
All right. And the passengers, they don't know how to swim. And you're only going to a body of water.
Yeah. So that's your worst team in the NFL. You pack your shit. You're going to the Jets.
Le'Veon Bell has 56 carries, 132 rushing yards, 163 rushing yards.
What about Darnie?
I'm a little.
What about Darnie Boy when he comes back?
That's what I'm saying is spleen. I mean, what about him, man? He's a turnover machine.
You're right, dude. You know the last spleen injury in the NFL? Drew Bledsoe.
What does he do now? He just drinks wine. He just has a winery. He just sits and drinks wine all the time.
I mean, that's what happens.
If it wasn't for fucking Tom Brady
takes your foot.
If it wasn't for Tom Brady, I swear to Christ, I'd have 18 Super Bowl rings.
He's got his
friends
over there. He's like, hey, back in my day.
Back in my day.
Football with the mouth, but goddamn
Tom Brady.
All right, on to our bread and butter.
College football. Oh, son. Hey, I think we're just going to make this an all-football podcast. This is a special treat for all you folks out there. Next week, we're going to bring you baseball,
next week's ballet
basketball.
And horse racing. But this week's all football, okay? You guys are going to fucking love it.
It's underwater basket weaving. Bow weevil chasing.
Tennessee's can't win at that either.
All right, so fuck off. We'll talk about that later. Utah-USC. This was a Friday night slate game along with Air Force and Boise State. Those are the only two worth mentioning anyway. Let's start with this. Are you surprised USC got this win out? I don't know if USC's got an identity.
They don't.
Because they lose the week before to BYU in a shootout.
Yes.
And then you've come to the number 10 team in the nation, and you win, right?
Mm-hmm.
That, what do you think?
I think Matt Fink was kind of a,
decision maker.
Yeah, I think he was a variable in this game.
He was 21 of 30.
He may be helping them get some identity, but at the same time,
351 yards, three
USC,
touchdowns.
I don't know if they have a great coach in Hilton. I just know they have good athletes.
Todd.
So yeah.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
No, Clay.
Clay.
Clay
That's
Aiken.
His brother. Todd's his brother, right?
Ty.
Ty Hilton. Todd.
Tennessee.
He was at Tennessee OC for a little bit.
What has happened?
anyway, USC shocked the world, I guess.
And upset the Utes.
It was the Pac-12. Nobody fucking watched that here on the south side. Air Force Boise State, a game I did watch. 30-19, are you surprised? Because Air Force, they did beat Colorado.
They did.
And Colorado was undefeated before. They were undefeated before they played Air Force. And then Air Force decided to lose to Boise State. Oh, wow.
Wow.
What is that?
Check it out.
How did that happen?
Whatever.
All right. So, yeah, Boise State wins that. Not surprised. They move on to 4-0. The Maction continues. Tennessee, Florida. Ah, who snuck that game in there? All right, let's go ahead and get this out of the way. We're not going to talk about it on this. You got to go watch Seeing Orange, the other podcast that we have.
Yes.
May or may not talk about Tennessee exclusively. Fuck Florida.
Yeah, Florida handles Tennessee 34-3.
But fuck Florida.
Yes, fuck Florida.
Charlotte Clemson. 10-52. Should they have beaten them by more? Trevor Lawrence only had two touchdowns because he was 7 of 9 and 94 yards.
Look, I'm not going to be that guy to say they should beat him by 70 because I know the play calling gets pretty conservative.
Mm-hmm.
So they start putting in third stringers. They beat the fuck out of a team they should have beaten the fuck out of. We're good. Everything's all right.
All right. So I want to say something that I haven't said out loud this year. I think Alabama's hands down the best team in college football. Right now, they're the most well-rounded. They have the best receiving core in...
That's true. And honestly,
Eric
Najee
Waddle,
Harris
Henry
is
Ruggs,
pretty much
Jerry
a wide
Judy.
Receiver now. Najee Harris? So
Najee
like,
Harris, yeah. He, I mean, 14 carries, 110 yards. Not, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't say he's a receiver, but he has been doing a little more of the backfield, some screens, some, you know,
I choose...
Four receptions, 148 yards, and two touchdowns for Henry Ruggs. So, that's... I mean, I get it. It was against Southern Miss, but they do this consistently week in and week out. And Tua's five touchdowns for second straight.
Alabama would have beaten Kentucky by the same score. It's all right.
Notre Dame and Georgia.
That was a great football game. Probably the best football game of the weekend.
I think so.
Me,
I think so.
Besides Pac-12 at night, that game was fucking crazy.
Ian Book
both games.
Had a better
both
game. Surprisingly, he was 29-47, 275 yards, two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Does that surprise you how good he did? We even talked about it because we were watching it together. All three of us were. What were your takeaways? I think he looked better, but he was rushed a lot. I think it might have been because of the lack of the line.
I think that guy.
I think that it might have been because of the lack of the line on the side of the ball. It looked sad.
That to sum that game up, I feel like Georgia played a little worse than everybody thought. I feel like Notre Dame played way better than everybody thought, and it ended up. Georgia's still the better team, so it's going to end in their favor, but still, that's kind of how I thought that game played out. Ian Book looked fucking insane. He had nothing to be ashamed of. And then Georgia, their defense looked kind of shabby. And their offense had some problems, so it's okay. Because
so let's take a look. Georgia. Let's take a look at this. Notre Dame right now, they have wins against Louisville, New Mexico, a loss against Georgia. This is the rest of their schedule. Mm-hmm. You tell me if they went out, do they still get a shot at the college football championship? Without a conference game, let's keep in mind they don't play fucking conference game because they'll have a bunch of gaping Catholic vaginas.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you.
So
USC is going to be tough. Michigan, I don't know.
Virginia is the number 18 team in the nation. You can't just overlook them.
You can't, but.
That's a joke that they're right there right now. So Bowling Green. I guess you win that game. Virginia, let's call an upset.
They're going to win. They're going to win that one. They're going to win
that one. Let's call an upset.
That's
you think USC is a question mark?
I mean, I don't know.
Does Michigan get revenge on Notre
Dame?
Because Michigan gets tossed around more than
rival
Notre Dame
game.
Does.
Those two games, I don't know.
USC and Michigan are question marks for them.
Virginia Tech, honestly, win. Duke, what? They're in the ACC. Just play
pretty
Clemson.
Much.
Play Clemson at the end of the fucking
year. You get a Big Ten
at the
game.
End of the year.
You got a Pac-12 game.
Yeah, you play Boston College, Navy. I mean, well, Navy, but.
Right.
Stanford. Yeah, I think they went out. Unless USC, Michigan, Duke, maybe. Stanford on their best day. I don't know. I mean, I don't see really a loss, if I'm being honest. But that doesn't mean, in my opinion,
I mean,
that they have a
chance to
play the
teams that are obvious that could beat them are Virginia, USC, and Michigan. And then Virginia Tech's sneaky, but I don't know if they could beat Notre Dame. We're going to see. Their defense did way better against Georgia than I thought it would. I'll say that. We've got LSU and Vanderbilt. LSU's defense is a little – maybe he took all the starters out, but 66-38 isn't, like, completely convincing, you know?
Yeah.
That raises some questions to me.
I can't believe Vanderbilt scored 38 points on LSU's defense.
What? I can't believe that either, son. Miami – Ohio takes a 76-5 ass whooping from Ohio State.
Five is such a weird score in football. Like, would you hit a three and then dunk it later in the game or something?
Justin Fields was 14-21, 223 yards, four touchdowns on the fucking play set. I can't believe it. I can't believe how good he is.
He's putting up numbers. Speaking of numbers, Kellen Mond, he put up some numbers and lost. Threw for 335 yards, had two TDs, and lost by 8 points.
He was 31-49.
I like Kellen Mond because I talked shit about him last year. I think he's a good football player.
Jatarvius Whitlow with Auburn, though. 18 carries, 67 yards, and one touchdown. Boy, can he run, son.
Obviously, that's where Auburn gets you. They
obviously,
attack you in the run game.
You're not
you
a golfer.
Can't stop the run game. You're fucked. Because you can't stop the pass either.
Hey, you can't win without the run, the pass, and the defense. And special teams, don't forget that too.
Did you see Wisconsin waxing
Michigan?
Okay,
so that's honestly embarrassing for Michigan. Jim Harbaugh, as an underdog at home, is 0-6 at Michigan. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing, man? Shea Patterson gets pulled. and then gets back in. 14 of 32, 219 yards, two touchdowns. Jim Harbaugh is not looking good. He's still got 2 years left on his contract, I believe. It is looking a little scary for old Harbaugh.
Yeah, and I mean, offense obviously struggled, but the defense, man. Look, Jonathan Taylor, 23 mm-hmm. carries, 203 yards. What?
I don't think it.
On a Michigan defense, not good.
I think Wisconsin's a contender if they went out. If they went out, they definitely are going to the college football
playoff. Yeah, they're in a respective conference.
Oklahoma State and Texas was a shootout, too. And Texas covered. Thank you. That was big. Texas. Texas, son. They did it big. They did it big. They hooked it in Texas.
Yeah, Texas.
Yeah. Oklahoma State, he's a man. He lost, but he's a man. He's 3-1.
The best haircut. So
0-1 in the Big 12. Number 12, Texas, best Oklahoma State.
I thought you'd want to give a little spiel about this, but looks like the you know the Golden Knights couldn't really put together against Pitt, the Panthers.
I thought you were never going to ask. I told you, sons of bitches. I told you, sons of bitches, since the day you fucking walked in and thought your dick was longer than everybody else's. You did have a good year, and then you beat an questionable Auburn team. They were highly ranked because they're Auburn, and they're in the hardest conference in NCAA.
And they did beat Alabama before they beat you. That is true. It's all right.
But you know what else is true? You could win every game for 3 years and still never make it to the college football playoff.
Facts. Facts.
You're a fucking joke. Your whole shit's a joke. Oh, our quarterback got hurt. Guess what? Everybody's quarterback gets hurt. It's life. It happens. Even if you didn't, you weren't going to be good enough to get into the college football playoff. And your loss to Pitt here speaks volumes about your whole little thing that you call a fucking football program. It's a phony. It's a fraud. And it's not going to be tolerated here on this podcast. Okay? So why don't you go ahead and pack your shit and head over to Miami, Ohio, or some other fucking college that you think is going to be superior to the other ones for no fucking reason.
And you heard it here first.
I really don't even feel that strongly about the matter. I just think it's funny how a bunch of clowns are going to claim a fake national championship and lose to Pitt. That's all I'm saying. Now, to Oregon and Stanford, 21-6.
Saw that coming?
Hmm.
I saw that coming. Maybe a point off. 21-7.
I had Oregon picked 10.
That was a fucking game. This game went to like midnight. UCLA, Washington State.
So this is the one of those West Coast Pac-12 games. Classic Pac-12 shootout.
This is what you're talking about.
Usually Washington State's involved, but normally it's like an Oklahoma State. You know, maybe you'll get like your Iowa States. But this motherfucking game right here, it's like you fall asleep for a minute or you take a nap or like you talk to somebody or like a girl pulls you into a room to show you her things or something.
And you're waking up by the annoying girl. You're
like,
announcer.
Washington State is like, oh man, like fucking, they're winning by 30 points. And then you come back out and you wake up and you're like, what the fuck? It is tied? It is tied?
You know who woke me up? You know the female announcer?
Diana Russini?
Yeah, I guess.
No, she's NFL. No,
she's a play-by-play caller on ESPN, and hey, I don't have a problem with her being female, but this voice.
Hey, we support everybody.
You know, touchdown, Arizona State.
That's what she's saying. That was stereotypical, but you know what I'm saying. Hey, it's okay. I love you ladies. I love you a lot. Not the way that Jeffrey Epstein loved you, but I love you.
But we love you.
I love you.
We love you a lot. It's all right.
Not the way that Jeffrey Sandusky loves people.
No. I take showers by myself.
Not the way that Aaron Hernandez loves people.
Or Brett Favre. Or Ben Roethlisberger.
Chris Benoit. So, Old Dominion covered against Virginia. 28 points was the spread, and we faded it hard. Yes, we did. Now, to be honest with you, I'm not surprised about that because Virginia is a fake 21. They're not a real 21.
No.
They're not a real 21.
But I will tell you one thing about Old Dominion's quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That kid's stone smart, bro. Stone smart. 16-26, 206 yards, one touchdown. I mean, this kid,
he's
stone cold smart, bro. His middle name's Cold.
Kashawn Strong. Stone smart strong. Smart strong. We should get them to stand together. You know what I'm saying? Washington and BYU, that one kind of fucked me considering I have a faded BYU. I thought they'd lose by like 3. I thought it was going to be another close game because BYU's had a lot of those this year. They got demolished by Jacob Eason, who had Three touchdowns, 290 yards, and 24 of 28 on the night. It's pretty goddamn good if you ask us. California and Ole Miss.
That was awesome.
So, a lot of controversy.
Not for Ole Miss fans, though.
A lot of controversy. A lot of controversy. Arkansas, by the way, lol. What is it? San Diego State?
Didn't Chad Morris.
Anyway.
Blue Pig.
Cal.
It was San Diego State.
Beats Ole Miss 28-20 with a call that they didn't really confirm at all. Probably could have overturned it. Didn't matter. Chase Garbers with Cal was 23-35, 357 yards, four touchdowns. Matt Corral had 16 carries, 56 yards, one touchdown. He can run the ball.
He can run that. He can run the ball. He put the rock in his hand. Hey. He ain't going to fumble it. He's a solid ball carrier. Solid ball carrier, and he's going to get a first down usually.
SMU, TCU, 41-38. What do you got, baby?
Man, what the fuck's up? I mean, I know their quarterback, Shane Bukele. I don't know. Bukaki.
Shane Bukaki.
Yeah, he's actually up for the Heisman, early Heisman on ESPN's website, which is garbage. But what's Gary Patterson doing, man? What's Gary Patterson doing over there in TCU at the Christian University?
Obviously nothing good.
We got one more game on the slate.
Mm-hmm. Who might that be?
How about them Buffs?
Oh, fuck. Scubuffs.
Against those...
Scubuffs, man.
I get them Red Devils, or them Sun Devils.
Sun Devils, son.
Yeah, sorry.
What really is a Sun Devil?
What is a Sun Devil?
You know?
The fictional character made to scare small children by them damn Arizona rednecks.
You know what I think it is?
And that's why we kick their ass year after year.
It's probably all those really sexy, tan girls that got the school. Sun Devils. You see them out in the sun, you're like, shit, that's a Sun Devil. Hey, that ain't get you nowhere good.
Temptation.
Hey, go to the library. You need to keep walking.
Yeah, don't look at me, bitch.
Go to R.L. Patterson Library. You stay away from that Sun Devil.
I have eight papers to write. Now I got to go beat off. Thanks. Yep. All right, so we've got Texas Tech and Oklahoma this upcoming week. Number six, taking on a non-ranked team. What do you think is going to happen? Ass fucking.
Yep.
Wisconsin versus Northwestern, number 8 team taking an unranked division opponent. What do you think is going to happen?
Wisconsin.
Ass fucking. Iowa, number 14 team in the nation taking on Middle Tennessee. Oh, wow, close to home. What do you think is going to happen?
Ass fucking.
Actually, I think, nope, ass fucking. Michigan, Rutgers, number 20 team in the nation facing an unranked team. What do you think is going to happen?
Ass fucking.
Big Ten division rivals. Ooh, SEC division little matchup here. We got two teams from the West, number 23, Texas A&M, taking on Arkansas. What do you think is going to happen?
Chad Morris better put on that rubber, son. Ass fucking.
Ass fucking. No Vaseline. Texas A&M wins by 28. What other games?
Holy Cross, Syracuse matchup.
Clemson, North Carolina. Ass fucking. Alabama, Ole Miss. Guess what's going to happen there? A little bit more.
Ass fucking.
Dude, these are some analytical takes here.
Virginia and Notre Dame. I mean, come on, dude. This is bullshit. I don't see. Do you see Ole Miss hanging in after a quarter? Realistically?
I mean, no. You might get one of those Alabama games where like they'll let a team score like hold them to 10 points at the half or something. It'll be like 10-3. I mean,
that's usually like once a year.
3-14. Yeah, that'll happen something. But no, I think they ass fuck Ole Miss.
What about these two?
Notre Dame, Virginia. Notre Dame, Virginia is, I'm calling the upset. Virginia's going to win in South Bend.
Yeah, go Irish.
USC is going to beat Washington, too.
Nope. Jacob Eason throws for over 250. Molly whops the Trojans.
Yeah, no, I am going to take Washington in that game, realistically. Indiana will upset Michigan State. You heard it here first. Heard it here first.
Yeah, go Spartans.
Heard it here first. Towson will beat Florida. Heard it here first. Kansas, we can just cut all this shit out. I'm just going to yell games out. And if they win, let's put it. We'll just make a clip of it.
The people have to know.
We'll make a clip of it. You know what I'm saying? No, we'll make a clip of it.
I wonder if Tennessee's going to win this week.
Tennessee will beat Georgia this week. And then see if it doesn't happen. We'll have that clip, though. See what I'm saying? Tennessee is going to beat Georgia.
This week. They don't even play them this week, but they will this week.
Next week after the bye week, Ohio State-Nebraska is going to be a good game. I think so. I think Ohio State wins by 30. Kentucky, South Carolina. I think South Carolina is going to win that game as well. A lot of talk about De'Arik Smith here. A lot of talk. Oh, man, I had videos and we didn't even fucking show them, man.
Oh, my fuck.
Next time we're going to do that for you guys. But this time we're not going to do it for you guys. We've got a lot of stuff we're working on, working out a lot of kinks. We appreciate you being patient. You know what I can't appreciate? It's not being patient. Goodbye.
Bye. All right.
Hey, we gotta mouse it.
Mouse it. Where's the mouse at?
Where did it go?